and welcome to Lakeshore 219 Sports as we talk a little basketball with an all-star game coming up next month at Calumet High School. Circle of Men Athletics had a heck of an all-star game last year. They're going to do it again this year. And we have their director of operations, Leroy Cooper Jr., joining us on the show. And, hey, Leroy, welcome to the program, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mr. Williams.
Okay, good to have you on the show as well. And, hey, let's talk about the success of last year's game. You guys had it at Calumet. You had some pretty good athletes there and some pretty good basketball.
Yes, sir. And we're looking to repeat this year, just trying to bring something to the community for everyone to enjoy and just to bring restoration back to our region.
Okay, let's talk about the time of the game and the date for people who want to go.
Okay, the date is April 7th. The time will be, doors will open at 11 a.m.
Now, if I recall, you guys had a boys' game, a girls' game, and you also had the kids in there playing a little organized basketball, right?
Right. This year is going to be a little different. We're going to have a middle school Rising Stars all-star game. So we're going to have 20 of the top middle school players from the region competing in the all-star game. And then we're going to have a three-point contest, a slam dunk contest, then the girls, then the boys' game.
Okay, let's talk about the boys and girls game, but because obviously there'll be names mentioned that people are familiar with. Give me a little bit of a heads up as to who we can expect to play in this All-Star game coming up next month.
Okay, well, from the boys team, we have DeAndre Golston from Gary 21st Century. We have Johnny Bernard and Jalen Holmes from Maryville. We have Austin Peterson from Chesterton. We have Malik Miller from Hammond, Langston Starling and Chinadu Okondo from Thea Bowman. We have Cade Albers from Westville, Latrell Williams from Roosevelt, and Devonair Glass from Gary Lighthouse. And for the girls, we have Genesee Bishop from Central, Deja Smith from Lighthouse, Lauren Ladowski and Lauren Smolin from Lake Central, Haley Vale and Courtney Kroll from Chesterton, Ariel Watts from Hammond High. And then for the Indy roster, we have Aaron Henry from Ben Davis, who's going to Michigan State. We have Eric Hunter Jr., who's going to Purdue. We have Jamal Harris, who's going to New Orleans.
Let me jump in, buddy. Let me jump in and say this. Number one, that's a pretty impressive list of players you have there. And how important is it to not just have Gary athletes in this whole thing? Because you got kids from all over Northwest Indiana involved in this All-Star game.
Right. It's huge to have because, I mean, the All-Star game is called Region Strong. So we want to be able to bring the region together. And also, you know, it's more talent in our region besides, you know, just Gary. But we do want to have Gary players as well, but we want to also showcase the entire region as one.
And this is going to be another one of those us versus them type matchups. In other words, Northwest Indiana going up against Indianapolis, that type of thing?
Right. It should be a little pride by the players. The players should have pride in the game. I know the kids from Indy were a little upset that, you know, Northwest Indiana won the game last year, so they're even more excited this year about coming up.
Okay, one more time before we let you go. Let's talk about this ball game. Tell us the date, tell us the time, and go ahead and just plug your product, buddy. You got a minute. Go for it.
Okay, well, the annual Region Strong All-Star Game is April 7th at Calumet High School. Doors open at 11 a.m. It'll be our region's top high school players, boys and girls, against the top high school players from Indianapolis. We're going to kick the event off with a middle school All-Star Game, a three-point contest, a slam dunk contest. Tickets will go on sale, pre-sale at $10 and $5 if you're 12 and under, and there'll be $15 at the door.
Talk to me about Circle of Men, because some people might say, wait a minute, hold on, I heard about them a little bit last year. What is this group all about? Why don't you help us out with that one?
Yeah, Circle of Men Athletics is an organization focused on developing inner-city youth to see their potential beyond their talent. So we focus on the character, and we focus on developing them from the inside out. So most of what we do is, I mean, basketball is a draw, sports is a draw, but we're all men of God. So, and we focus on instilling life principles into those kids and instilling life beyond their talent.
Leroy, good job, man. Keep up the great work. And above all, you have a guy that you work with over there named Baker. Make sure to tell Danny that Tommy said hey, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll let him know you said hello.
All righty. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
All righty. Director of Operations for Circle of Men Athletics, Leroy Cooper Jr., joining us on Lakeshore 219 Sports.